From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, tens of thousands of people are participating in a women's rally and march here in Washington on Donald Trump's first full day as the U.S. president. Bringing some perspective to the women's march on Washington, feminist icon Gloria Steinem, who appeared to mock Mr. Trump's use of Twitter.
Thank you for understanding that sometimes we must put our bodies where our beliefs are. Sometimes pressing send is not enough. And this also unifies us with the many in this world who do not have computers or electricity or literacy, but do have the same hopes and the same dreams.
Gloria Steinem. People around the world are showing solidarity with the women in the U.S. Bill Mercer reports from Australia.
End racism! End homophobia!
They came to challenge what rally organizers called the hateful rhetoric of the new U.S. president. They've accused Donald Trump of normalizing sexism and racism. Protesters marched on the American consulate in Sydney, united in anger and fear at what Trump's leadership could mean for human rights, as well as international trade and security.
I'm outraged when I look at the appointments of the cabinet members. I mean, this is really stupidity taking over the world.
Earlier, a global series of anti-Trump rallies had begun in New Zealand. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
At this hour, President Donald Trump is attending a prayer service with his family and that of Vice President Mike Pence. Spokesman said Mr. Trump will also visit the Central Intelligence Agency later today. This is